This is episode 2377 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome back to day two of our series, The Focused Mind, where we are following along with the book called The Organized Mind by Daniel Levitin. And this is a book where you will explore how to stop worrying about what's not so important and how to allow yourself to accept good enough so that you can focus your thoughts. And it does take a lot of energy to focus your thoughts on what matters most, what's most critical in your life. In fact, that is your challenge for this week, to every day think about the different decisions you make, the different thoughts you think ongoing, repetitively, and how you could maybe let go of some of those thoughts and allow yourself to not necessarily settle for good enough, but to accept that good enough is actually great because you're not going to have to focus on every aspect of your life. You'll allow yourself to focus your best energy on what matters most while still enjoying your life. So I noticed that I've heard from some of you who let me know that you really appreciate this series during these times of distraction when it is more difficult to focus our minds, because we are having to think of many things we're not used to thinking of, such as, what's the status on wearing a mask in this restaurant or this shop? Or, I should probably take more vitamins to boost my immunity. These are a few examples that we find ourselves facing and thinking about these days. So what I found myself doing, especially in the beginning of the pandemic, is doing a lot of research online, finding out what I needed to do. Okay, I need to take these vitamin supplements. What are the best supplements to take? And who's the best maker of those supplements? I was spending hours on things like this, and I wasn't getting enough work done. In fact, I felt very distracted when I would sit down to work. So now I'm focusing on getting the information I need, making the best choice possible, and getting my work done, focusing on my day-to-day life, spending time with loved ones, having fun, taking care of myself, doing fun activities, things that I really enjoy that I don't necessarily have to research or put a whole lot of thought into. So think about for yourself as your challenge, what is good enough? What are the things you're thinking of these days that you could make good enough and then let go of it and focus on those critical tasks? So this week also, come up with something you really want to focus on and see what it feels like to focus more on that and less on some of these other distractions. You're going to be guided using a breathing technique to help you focus your mind and release tension and stress. First, I want to thank our sponsor. Our sponsor is Mindful and Modern, and they make selecting the most comfortable meditation cushion to sit on effortless, so you don't have to think anymore about how to make your body comfortable. That's how I felt when I discovered their product. They are a group of three meditators that were determined to come up with the most comfortable meditation cushion. And so they focus on a few exclusive products that they get right. So they embrace this concept of the focused mind, focusing on what you do best. Their products are sustainably produced, and I love that their cushions are made from either 100% cotton batting or buckwheat hulls. This produces such a comfortable cushion, and that is vitally important when you meditate. When your body is comfortable, your mind can relax. So you might want to check out a very generous discount they offer on anything you buy on their site at mindfulandmodern.com. That's mindful, M-I-N-D-F-U-L, and A-N-D, modern, M-O-D-E-R-N.com. You can receive 15% off your entire order. So no matter what you order, you get 15% off your entire order when you enter the code MEDITATEDAILY. I love that code, MEDITATEDAILY. It's what they do. It's what I do. It's what you do. It's what we're all doing. So as you get ready to settle yourself down and meditate, begin to feel how you feel in your body, making sure your body is nice and comfortable. The more comfortable your body, the longer you're able to meditate and focus your mind. Gently elevate your eyes upward at the point between your eyebrows, often referred to as your spiritual eye in yoga and meditation. Straighten your spine and begin to notice how you feel today. Deepen any feelings of peace or joy. Allow space to open up to embrace these emotions. If you're feeling a little anxious or distracted, allow yourself to gently breathe with each inhale and each exhale, nourishing your mind and your body, allowing your thoughts to rest. In the book, The Organized Mind, Daniel Levitin mentions that there are two main areas of our brain. One is your central executive portion. This is when you're focused, doing your taxes or focusing on a project. Your brain focuses on the details. The other part of your brain is what you activate when you meditate. This is the more resting brain state, when your brain is not engaged in a task. It's referred to as your daydreaming state. It's not that your mind isn't having thoughts. It's that your mind isn't garnering a response from your thoughts. Allow your thoughts to rest. This daydream state is your most creative state. You emerge feeling refreshed. You may notice solutions to problems. Activate this state now as you inhale and exhale through your nose. On your next inhale, inhale to the count of 5, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold for 7, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, exhale to 9, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, inhale. Hold. Exhale. Beautiful. You may continue this 5, 7, 9 breath, or do it to a count that feels most comfortable to you. Allow yourself to spend as much time as you feel comfortable doing so in this state, relaxing your brain. You are so worth slowing down for.